Part 2. Searching for Sight. Chapter 5. Framing My Pictures. I have pictures in my basement that I'm framing from trips that Hannah, Tila, and I have taken. As I work to align the first and then the second photos in their mats, putting my head down close to each, straining to see the edges of each large, glossy print, I think about myself. Why am I doing this? Shouldn't I just give up? What am I, a blind woman, doing, matting and framing photographs, even taking these pictures to begin with and trying to appreciate them? It is so hard to see them, to keep the edges straight. I should not be doing such vision-intensive work. It isn't right. I am ready to cry. I so often want to give up when I feel frustrated by my lack of eyesight, when I feel that I am useless or disabled, that I have nothing of value to offer, or that I'm not doing what I should, what a blind woman or a person my age should be doing, or what someone else might be engaged in. My lack of sight complicates all my self-doubts and is an impediment. But against any negatives emerging from it, overwhelming them for me is a sense that I have been given a gift, a new lens through which now I see. My vision, though imperfect and full of blind spots, is revealing, opening new worlds for me, creating a distinct blind point of view. My challenge is to use my new perspective to see what otherwise I might not, to use it to contribute to the insights of others, and to help me value myself rather than fueling my self-doubts. Because I think often about my eyesight, what I do see, what I don't see, and how I should act, taking my blindness into account, fundamental issues repeatedly arise for me concerning not only blindness, but vision, the known and the unknown, the nature of disability, and the value of alternative ways of seeing. Because my vision is blurry when I look at objects from a distance and leaves things out, distorts and darkens the world, I often must search closely for what, at first, does not seem to be there, for the invisible in any picture or in my life. Finding the invisible element becomes a reward in itself, like figuring out a puzzle or composing a pleasing portrait. As I try to identify what is not there, I am aware that I am creating pictures in my mind, grasping temporary moments of clarity, before an image fades or a scene fragments again into pieces. I appreciate my surroundings more now than when I could take my vision for granted. I experience more joy in what I see. Sometimes I will take pictures with a camera to capture an image I want to cherish, or to see details later that I may miss at the time. Then I will frame some of these pictures. One that I am currently framing and that I especially like is a photo of a general store in Portal, Arizona, where Hannah, Tila, and I went on a recent trip to the Southwest. Portal is a tiny town located near the borders of Mexico and New Mexico in the foothills of the Chiricahua Mountains. My photo of the Canyon Creek store in Portal is a brown-toned picture, and I like the way it conveys the shadowy sense of the place. I took it one early morning just after sunrise, when the light was gentle and golden.